we're holding on Sadi Dalit Amud Beis. No, I can do Chazara. We'll do Chazara tomorrow. We'll start Chazara tomorrow. Do we do Rashi's on that first piece?
I believe so.
We did, okay.
You did?
I think we did.
Okay, so think more like this. There was a mace. Sheikh was a person who was lying dead in the place of Durukra. We're going to go Vayter today, and we'll do Chazara next Monday also. So sure, Reb Nachman Lafuke the Carmelist. Reb Nachman, whatever reason, Rashi says that there was a situation where there's a concern of a fire or heat or something which was causing the mace to decompose, and he permitted them to take it out from that Rishus Yochid out to a Carmelist. So Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok was questioned by this Reb Yochanan, the brother of the son of Bereid Ravna. So I guess he was also the son of Ravna. Come on, who are you going like Reb Shimon? Like Reb Shimon, it's but Amar the Potter Reb Shimon, Michi Yevchatas. Sir the Rabbanan Mia Iko, Mishnah the Seder Shimon says your Potter didn't say it's Mutter. Amrle, so Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchok said back to this Reb Yochanan, the brother of Mar Bereid de Ravna, Kalakim, by Hashem's emes, the Alata Bey At, you would also be permitted to take it out. A feel of Reb Yehuda, even like Reb Yehuda, which will demonstrate that the Mochajan is Lugupa is Chayiv. And who saw the mace would be chayiv, but the me kamina the rishus rabban, the karmis kamina. I said you'll have to take it out to a karmelis, and golo kavod so they said the rabbanon, and golo kavod abrius shadeches lois hashem b'tero, and we've had the idea before that kavod abrius is going to be matter isur the rabbanon of lois saucer of taking the mace out to a karmelis. So the Ran points out so. If assuming you're passing like Reb Shimon, so again maybe you said the same heter, but he didn't seem to go with that. He seemed to go with the heter. It's because it's going to Carmelis. So the issue from Rishus Yochanan to Carmelis is more cool than he says in the issue of Malach Shenishel Gufa, where Malach Shenishel Gufa again the whole Malach is done everything as normal, but the kavana is matarit, since my purpose is X and, as opposed to Y, so it's mutter. That's a much more chomer than the rabbanon, than the rabbanon of this bechlal. This is not a mokum with a hitzobach at all, as opposed to everything is the malach is done. Everything is done perfectly, except the kavana is going to be matarit. So the kavana can be matarit alone. That's the whole thing. That's a more chomer than the kavana. They would not have been matarit that. That's a very fair question. It seems to be the Kud of Kavod HaMeis, but the more itself has a shiloh. We had it in Sanhedrin, this Kavod HaMeis is that even Kavura, the more said is the Kavura because of the Bizoyan of the Meis. What were the two possibilities over there? Kavura was this, the more Sanhedrin we had.
I remember the discussion.
Was Kavura Bizoyan? Yakar the Chai, Yakar the Mace. The more the Shiloh was, it's Kavura of Chai or the Kavura of the Mace. The more replied, the more discussed in regards to Hespid, and the more discussed in regards to Kavura. I think. Parch is in the Kud of Kavura of the Mace.
Okay.
Right. Well, we had it before the case of the amount of the basic kise, the needs of the basic kise. That's the covered abuse of the person himself, right? Okay. Tanan Hossam.
So they understand the covered abuse doesn't knock off the Rabbanan of Lachshen Shechut.
Right, that's what the Rabbanan is saying. The Nachman moved it to. The Heta was that it was only saying to a Carmelist. He didn't say, according to Shimon, I would have matter for Mishas Rabim. I mean, the question was, you're going to Shimon. He says, no, I'm matter to a Carmelist. But I'm not matter to Mishas Rabim. I mean, why do you say Nechonam? According to Shimon, even Mishas Rabim is mutter. So he just medayik from that, the more saying Mishas Rabim would be us. Or, you know.
Sorry, to be medayik that we're passing like Judah.
Actually, you pass on like Reb Shimon, like most Shittas. He's saying.
Right, but this could be a riot that you pass on like Reb
Yehuda. No, he says, even like Reb Yehuda's mother.
Yeah, but like, why is he looking? Like, he's looking to try to keep Reb Yehuda's Shitta alone.
I don't think so. I think he's saying, like, what I'm saying is nothing to do with Shimon or Reb Yehuda. That's not the heter over here. But that what the Ron is saying, he's saying my heter is not based on Loch in the Shikhla Gufa. That's not the heter, because that would not have been a matter.
Well, more generally, I mean, the cover of Rios, it creates doesn't create a heter then for all the Rabbans.
Well, we had this before. There's a difference between the levels of cover of the cover of a mace being Masriach is a more chamardic cover than Stam cover. It's not a blanket heter, correct? You have to apply it. This is the Rashi, the Fuka the Carmelis. So this the first narrow line, the Fuka the Carmelis. Shayimotu bebizoyin. It was in a situation of which was embarrassing for the mace, was insulting for the mace. But the leka, there was a fire, a bechama, or it was in the sun, which was heating it. Yimishum tiltu. Now, so Rashi says, okay, what about tiltu muksa? Meniach olav kikar oitinik. So Rashi shita is, since you have an eitza of putting, we had before, you're allowed to move the mace by putting something which is movable together with it, and we say that then it's mutter to move the mace. The Rishonim, it's the Rishonim. So Rishonim say that Badafka. So you do hitzor lemaisa with the kikar of the tinnik also. So there's an extra element of hitzor, which you're being matter to use to move the mace. So which one's better? Rashi says, I don't think matter tiltu muksa. I have an eitzer that we said, oh, that was a valid eitzer for tiltu mace. We had it in the parakira. The mem gimel on a base.
What about getting hanaf from
the
mace?
Is that
a problem?
There is a problem with hanaf from the mace.
Yeah, so aren't you getting hanaf from the mace if you carry the bread out?
You turn the bread out, there's a way to be matter carrying out the mace.
I see, but in the meantime, what you're doing is you're getting hanaf from the mace to help you carry the bread. I mean,
it's all the way around. I mean, the whole heter of carrying out the mace is because of the kikers. The kikers being mishamish the mace. That's one of the tourism that they give. You know, it's not who saw in the kikar, because even though the gabi muksu, we look at it, the heter is the kikar is the ikar, but the gabi who saw the mace is the ikar. Because the only reason. Because the kikar is being mishamish the mace, you're allowing you to move the mace, so it's a tzarech mace. It's not tzarech kikar. Okay, Tan Hosam. The Gemara goes off into a left field a little bit to come back to Kash over here in Arsugya. Tan Hosam, we learned the mission in Mesechus Nagoyim. Hatelash Simone Tuma. A person who removes the simone tuma. So simone tuma is a person gets a nega. He gets a nega. Let's say he gets the white nega on the regular skin area. So the simone tuma are going to be either if there's the white hairs grow in it, or he gets a michya. He gets a in the middle of the white area, there is an area of regular-looking skin, so that's a simon tumah. So this fellow doesn't want to be found tamei, so he cuts off the hair, or b'hichva hamichya, or he burnt. He made a wound, a burn where the michya is, and therefore there's no siman tumah because there's a burn there. Burn there doesn't count as a siman. It can't count as a siman tumah. You have to be careful with the nega saras. You can't remove. You have to deal with it the way halacha says. There's tumah here. Okay, itmer. Siman tumah is two hairs, two white hairs. So achaz mishtayim is chayav. If he cuts off one of the two hairs. So he only has one hair of tumah now. It's not a siman tumah anymore. So he's over the lav of taking out siman tumah. Achaz mishalish. If there's three hairs and he cuts off one, so he's still tumah anyway. So he hasn't removed the siman tumah. So Reb Nachman Amar Chayav, Reb Sheshet Amar Patur. Reb Nachman says he's over the lav. Reb Sheshet says he's patur. Why is Reb Nachman say chayav? This one has a potential impact. If one of the other ones, for whatever reason, falls off, he's torn now. So he did an action which is called taking away simani tumah, because this hair has the potential to play a role in his tumah and tahara. Rav Sheshet Amar Potter, the hashtamiyas ha'isa l'tumah. Rav Sheshet says right now, he's not impacting anything. So where do I get it from? I get it from our Mishnah. It's not. Person takes out a kazayas, he's chayiv. Ha chatzi zayas, apparently from our Mishnah's mashal, if he takes out a chatzi zayas, he's potter. But the problem is, we learned that Tanya chatzi zayas is chayiv. The Rashi says chatzi zayas is chayiv. My love. So how do I understand the steer between the Mishnah, the diak of the Mishnah and the Braisa? Hodatanya Chayiv is the opi chatzi zayis mikazayis. So he set it out with a kazayis. He takes out a chatzi zayis. So right now, taking out a chatzi zayis, he removed the tumah and the bayis. There was a kazayis of tumah in the house originally. By taking out a half a kazayis, so he removed the tumah. So that's ma'aseh chashuv according to Yehuda and his chayiv. And the Braisa says he took out a chatzi zayis as potter, is talking about there was more than a kazayis, but it's not potter, the obik chatzi zayis mi kazayis umechsa. So he didn't do anything, because there's still a kazayis there anyway, of tumah, so he didn't accomplish anything. But according to you, Rav Nachman, you're taking away the potential for tumah in case something happens to the kazayis. So what do you see? That we don't look at what might happen in the future. Look at right now, you didn't do anything. So over here, the three hairs, if you remove one hair, you didn't do anything. So Reb Nachman, so what would Reb Nachman tell you back? Either really chayiv. Both those cases are chayiv. If we had a kazayas and takes away a chatzizayas, he did something very significant. If he has a kazayas and a half and takes away a chatzizayas, he also did something significant, because right now, there's only kazayas left. If something happens to the kazayas, it's tor. So that's also because you did something chosh. I brought it now, potter. He takes out a chatzis ayis as potter. The api chatzis ayis he makes gadol. There's a very large amount of tumah there, so there the chatzis ayis will not have the potential. I mean, the Nachum would agree if there's 50 hairs there and he takes away one hair, it's not going to make enough. He's not going to be chayiv. But if you have three hairs there and he takes away one, so the potential for making an impact is significant. Then it's a problem. That pasha is, I think Reb Nachum would say that it's tor. It's not chayiv, because you know there's no tumah there yet. That's what's preventing. That's really not enough. There's even Reb Nachum agrees there's only chatzis ayis of tumah. You take away chatzis of tumah, you're not chayiv, because maybe another chatzis ayis will come. And I don't think so. Okay, let's see Rashi. Tell us how many tumah. Shei saris levonois. There's two white hairs. Shabaharis metama behem, which makes a beharis, the saras of a beharis is tummy. Michas a Michio, Michas Basachai, Husim and Tuma Beseis, in the raised area, the white area which is considered raised, if there's a area of, in the middle of that, there's an area of what seems to be healthy skin, it's the Simen Tuma. Bechuzel Levatla, he burnt it to Mevatla, Mishum Michio, Velatara, it's no longer considered Michio in his Torah. The shakal, the tumah, took away the tumah, with only has one hair now. Shema tama pachas mi beis saras. The word seir over there means two. And therefore, over here, if he took away two, only has one, he took away the tsaras, v'chayim malachas. My love, Horatoni Chayib, the Opechati Zayas Mikazayas, the Shokle Ubacha the Shiras, he took away, taking away half his eyes, he took away the tumah. There was a Kazayas before, now there's only half a Kazayas, so now it's Tor. Horatoni Potter, the Opechati Zayas Mikazayas and Mechsa, the Alpha Gav, the Mitzamtim, the Shir, now he leaves you with just the exact amount, so anything happens to the exact amount, it'll be Tor. So the Chor, taking away half the Chatzis eyes has the potential for creating Tara, but the Maisa, you're still potter. La milsihi. La minun ahani di shokum in a purta su lesser the shure. You don't say taking away a chatzis eyes and leave you with exactly a kazai is very significant because now it's very easy to impact the shir. You don't say that. It may scuttle the loy ahani midi. Rachman says no. We're talking about a case where it was a chatzis eyes of a larger, very large amount, and that's different. Okay. We have finished the sugya of Hitzua for now. We'll come back to it in the next paragraph. But since we talked about the inyanim of doing something shalai kedarkoi, so the Mishnah continues talking about that concept. And until tziporn of zubazu, a person cuts up his fingernails, like using like one fingernail to like press against a different one, so like tearing it off that way. A machine with his teeth, mechain sarah, he bites up his hair, mechain swamoy or his mustache, mechain his zokain, his beard, mechain kono, mechain or gedelis, a woman who braids her hair, mechain or kachelis, and a woman who puts on mascara on her eyes, mechain or pakesis, Rashi brings two pshatim in pakesis. One is that she's like combing out her hair, and some one shot is talking about she's putting like a dough on her face to cause it to some type of a paste on her face which causes it to redden. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, the Chacham Oisrin, but Mishum Shvus. So Lazar says that's a chi of the Raisa, the Chum says only the Rabbana. The Grashi, Bechain Sarah, Tolus Sar, Roshay, Beyarabi. He pulls out his hair with his hands or teeth, whatever. Chenakadelis Sarah, she braids her hair. Chenakadelis, and now she puts a mascara on her eyes. Chenabakasis, Yeshmer, Rabbisai, Omrim. Sakena Sarah, Bemasaka, be there. She's fixing her hair with a comb or with her hands. She puts like a dough on her face. It makes the eye, it makes the skin look red. So all these cases are chayiv. Only the osim in rabbanon. Tamar discuss exactly what is the malacha that Rabbi Eliezer holds you are over. Okay.
And this shvus idea is just a. It's just some kind of takana.
What the Durbanan is?
Yeah.
Usually because it's made, it's close to it. It's close to some derisa. We'll see what the Durbanan. See when Rabbi Yehuda, you'll see in the Durbanan. Okay, so the first and this Tzipana was Ibershinov. Rabbi Yehuda Machlokes B'Yad is talking about Sarah, Svama, he took them, Vizkanai, those, all those, the tziporin, the sar, the swammer, and the skonai. So b'chok is b'yadav, but kli is chayiv. If he takes up a kli, is chayiv. And Rashi Pshita, zubazutanan, it says he took it off one hand by the other. Versus Marotem Rabbanon Bekli Nami Patri. Maybe the Chum hold that even Bekli is Potter. Baratani Zubazu, Badiha Kerchad Rabbeliezer, that even that case he holds Chayiv. Kamash Malon, therefore the Rabbelozer, the Amora, points out that no, the Chumim agree if you cut it off with the Kli that you're Chayiv. So what's the issue here? The Malach is the Malach of Gezes. That's the malach you're dealing with. You're cutting something off of a live body, which is like shearing the wool off of the sheep. You can make an argument that this is not damit to the shearing of the sheep. Shearing of the sheep, you're shearing the sheep to get the wool. Over here, you're cutting it off to cut it off. You have no need for it. So the malkan tikkun is not in the wool that you're getting, but in the person that you're taking it from. So maybe that's not considered the malach of goyzes. So Dr. Malach said, no, that case is the Chum agree that is a case of malach of goyzes. From Rabbi Elazar, again, this is Rabbi Elazar the murderer, says that mechloik is la'atzmai. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Yerchayim, is only if he does it by hand for himself. Avlechaveroi divrei kol poter, but doing it with somebody else, the normal way of doing it was b'kli. It says Tzipornov Tanan, his fingernails, not somebody else's. Malatem Rabbi Eliezer, the Chaveran Nami Mechayev, Malatem Tzipornov Ladicha Kachad Rabbanon, Kamash Malon. So this is stressed the other way. Even though by a person himself, sometimes he will pull it off. I won't pull off your fingernail by hand, I might pull off my fingernail by hand. But maybe the Chaveran will agree that case is Chayev. No, even the case is Pot. So that's what I would have thought to say. Therefore, he stresses that even Rabbi Eliezer agrees the chaveroi is pater. Rashi mechlekes biyad b'ha shenoytlem biyadov v'loy b'kli who the patcher rabbanon sheiderach gezizah b'kach b'chol, that the chum hold that biyad is mutter pater b'kli is chayiv, because biyad is not derech gezizah, but b'kli is derech gezizah is chayiv. So what's the chiddush? Manotema b'kli nami patcher rabbanon dein kan mishum gezes. The loy shayach ele b'tzemer behema, because it applies to tzemer behema. Number one, so the bir locha beginning shem mem says what's hakad of shad? I mean, it's a good horror. He says, well, they did have a geizes in the mishkan was the tachash skins, the different skins they would take off the hair when they processed the hides. So there was a case where you're taking off the hair as a tikkun in the hide, not in the tikkun, not for the purpose of the hair. So there is a case we had in the Mishkan where the makom tikkun wasn't what you're taking, but what you were leaving, but what you're taking it from. And he's been said, like most Rishonim hold of that's true. Not all of them. Betosis comes along. And says that this Gemara would only be true like Yehuda. That's Yischai because of Melachos Enesich Legufa, because you don't need the hair. We pass like Rav Shimon, so the Bir Loch is saying you have to make a cheshbon. The answer is that there's cases where in the Mishkan the tikkun was in the hide, not in the hair. So it's Melachos Enesich Legufa. It's a big, very big nafkamina. So according to Tosfos, since we pass on the Rav Shimon, so cutting off Tzipranayim is only Derabonin, even Bekli. So in a case where you have a situation where there'd be a need for a woman to, she forgot to cut her fingernails, and it's Leil Tevila, so there's a Mechlekes of Shach and Ataz in Yerideya, whether you can have a Goy cut it off, Bekli, because it's a Mir Lakum on a Melachos Enesich Legufa, Lezarech Mitzvah, so it's Mutter, you know, or not. That if you hold that cutting off the Tzipra Naim is a Tikkun on the woman, so it's a Deraisa. So that would be not going to be in these two Shitas. there's a close in Shachan Atazah, but I remember who says what, but and you can do your own fingernails, you can take off by hand. There, just take it off with a kli. Okay. So, so a person cuts off the shear for chiyuv of sar, cutting of sar is the amount which fits into piyazug, into a scissors. Makama malor piyazug, what's called a full amount of piyazug, the tip of the scissors. And rehudashtaim is two hairs. Aibatanya, in that brice it says, an shabbis malor piyazug, ulakarcha, and the guy with the issue of a person, balding himself on a, for a mace, ishtayim. So it sounds like it's contrasting. Shabbos is Malay Piazug, and the Karcha ishtayim. So don't tell me Malay Piazug ishtayim, it's the same thing. So Mar says, Eima v'chein l'karcha ishtayim. Tanya mihachi, not the Malay Piazug, b'shabbos is chayim, v'chein Malay Piazug ishtayim. Rabbi Yezer Omer Achas. This price says that Rabbi Yezer argues and says the Shir Chi of a Shabbos is one hair. There's one case of the Chachamim agree if you take out your white hairs amongst your black hairs, so that there's a chashivas to that hair of one hair of white being taken out, makes them look black.
Is this common to have a shear that's a function of, you know, just like the implement, how it's like normally done? It seems like there isn't a shiva's betzim in the two hairs. I mean, all you, it's sort of like an accidental. It's because of the scissors.
It's interesting. I always understood it means like more like a simon than a sibah. Mm-hmm. That was the way to give over the deal. Lo pezuk was they used to cut that amount, but that wasn't the sibah. Why? Sometimes you put like a, you know, you have a little scissor, you want to hop like to, you know, so you catch at the end of your scissors some hairs. But there was the afbakol aser, picking out white amongst the black is aser. Mishum shenemer lo yilbash gever simlas isha. That's doing an act of acting like a woman, you know, picking out, you know, her hairs because she worried about her age. Tanya Rav Shimon Elazar Siraji. Not to below Piasug, Moila Rosh Amisparayim, the tip of the scissors, Chai, Beshabbos, Rabbanim, Bekli, Eliezer, Af Biyad, it was El Shiura. So that's a share either Bekli or Biyad. That's from Eliezer, right? Well, unless it's the share is going to be one here, but. But Tanya, my brisa b'sefer l'karcha, she's here to tell lo yisusim l'karcha menichem l'meis. So the brisa says that's shtayim, havi karcha. So that's called you're balding yourself by taking off two hairs already. Makhlal the piyazug la beisaris nido. The same brisa says here it uses la piyazug. Here it says shtayim. So more so the means af l'karcha, mechem l'karcha. Tanya mehachik for Yehuda dar m'shtayim. You don't need Maloy Piazug. One is enough to be Chayiv. Achas Chayiv, Sheba Achas, Sumakbid, Shalay Hainira, Kizokin. So one hair, white hair out of the black, makes him look younger. So it's Chashiv. But it's also, Simas Hisha, but there are Chanoshim, Mahakbid, Al Kach, well, he snows to be worried about that type of age look issues. Okay. Tanya Shimon Elazar and Tzipurin Shapir's Ruba. You have a finger. You have a look pretty. Tzipurin a fingernail, which is the majority of the fingernail has come off before Shabbos. Rabbi Tzitzin. So you have these little strips of skin which are sticking out, jutting out from the finger around the fingernail. Little. So it's called Tzitzin. Shapir's Ruba. So you're allowed to remove them biyad, mutter, and Shabbos, allowed to remove them biyad. B'kli yizchayiv, chatas. Morris says, whoa. Mikamida debekri chayiv chatas v'yad mutter d'chachila. We don't usually go from a chayiv chatas to mutter. You go from a chayiv chatas to potter. Hachakomar. Pirsha rubon v'yad mutter b'kli potter. Avalaster. If the majority has been removed already, so this finishing off is not called a chayiv, a chashiv amais. So b'kli is potter, so b'yad is mutter. Loi pirsha rubon. Biyad Potter Avalaser, but Kli is Chayiv Chatas. Amar Yehuda, Halacha Rav Shimon Elazar, that it's Mutter. Amar Abba Bechana, Amar Bechanan, Behusha Pirshu Klapi Mala, Umetzaros is Soy. It's only Mutter in two conditions. That it's causing Tsar, and Klapi Mala. Klapi Mala is a Mechloik, as we showed him what the Klapi Mala means. Well, I can't leave Rashi till next Tuesday. Let's see Rashi. Tithin, Kamina Tzuz Dakas, a person's Meora, Etzvah, Sabir, Latipur, and you have little strips of skin. Shvisha Ruben, Kremlin, not like they're about to come off, so it's like they already came off, basically. Mika Midi, Kivin, the Bakli, Chah, Yavchatas, Biyad, Ikashvus, Zero Tukli, which begins, yeah, Biyad, Tukli, Kavin Mala, Litzaratipurin, Hiskil, Lifrish, the Komisar, Leitve. So the Mechlokes weather means it's facing, like, the normal case. It's rooted here and it's going out that way, or it's rooted here and going out that way. Mechlokes we showed in which way, direction you're going on the case of the tzitzin. I'm not sure. I think Rashi means that it's attached here and it's that way. So that's like, you know, every time you rub by, it's like you're pushing against it. So that's causes more tsar. That's when they're a matter.